Okay, this is Catherine Falzone interviewing Mark Murphy on March 24th, 2011 at 7:10 p.m. In the King Juan Carlos Center at NYU. So, Mark, I thought we could start by talking about where you grew up.
Okay, I live in Staten Island,
mm-hmm.
and I moved around a little bit, but pretty much I live in the Tomville area. And, you know, it's a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
So that's where you live now?
I live now, yes.
And
I still live there.
Okay. Do you live in the same house that you grew up in?
Or
nearby?
Yeah, I mean, I moved a few times. I've been in that house since 2001.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still there.
Okay. Now. And do your parents live?
Yes, I live with my parents, mm-hmm. two younger brothers.
Mm-hmm. All in the same house?
A dog and a cat.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what was it like to grow up there? Is it like a close-knit neighborhood? Or?
Growing up, I moved a few times. So, but I mean, pretty much there, yeah. I went to a Catholic high school on the South mm-hmm. Shore of Staten Island, which is okay. not too far away, 10 minutes from the house. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much everybody knew everybody. Nice mm-hmm. neighbors. And that's really it.
Mm-hmm. So... Your last name is Murphy. I take it you're Irish?
Irish. Three quarters Irish, a quarter Italian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did that have anything, like any bearing on your growing up?
No. Yeah. I'm an American.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's that.
Okay. So how did you decide to work for the Department of Sanitation?
I was in college. And I started, my birthday is December 31st,
mm-hmm.
So I am the youngest kid in my grade. In New York, they go by just that being the last day of the year to register.
Okay.
So while I was in college, the fireman test came out, and I couldn't take it because I was too young. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be a fireman. And I said, all right, well, I'll just take the next test that comes out. I'll get any city job, and I'll transfer over. And I took the sanitation test. I got 103. I got called in 9 months, and it's really how it goes from there.
Okay. So what was the highest score possible?
105.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get 5 points for living in New York City. They're called resident credits. You get them on any city test that you take.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to be a fireman?
I don't know. I just always heard it was a cool job. It was like a manly man's job, I guess. And, you know, everybody sees the red truck and everything. There's actually a picture of me. My mother always breaks out to embarrass me when I was like 3 years old with my red cheeks and everything and a fireman's hat. So, I don't know. I just always wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you feel now being a sanitation worker?
Well, actually, when I had 4 years on the job, I got called into the fire department. And I turned it down because mm-hmm. I love my job. And it's hard to take a step backwards when you already established 4 years into a career, you know?
Right.
So.
And it seems like seniority is very important.
Yeah,
in this
that's
job.
Pretty much all you have in this job is seniority. And I'm sure that is the same way, I don't know for sure, in the fire department and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, plus the pay grades as you go up every year, you get a raise in pay. So it was kind of hard to take a step backwards.
Right. Did you think about becoming a police officer at all?
No.
Was it all the same test?
No. Separate tests mm-hmm. for each one. You know, you okay. sign up separately. And no, I had no ambitions of becoming a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was the process like for getting the job, aside from taking the test?
Well, after you take the test, you wait, I guess maybe a month or two, and they give you a list. They give you your score back. Then maybe a few weeks later, they give you a list number. And the list number is what they base the hiring off of, one obviously being the first guy they call for the job. My list number was 344. And I really didn't hear anything for a few months, I guess another 8 months. I took the test in, I want to say, April. And starting in the end of January, they called me.
Mm-hmm.
And the process began. First, you have to go get your CDL license. So they take you down to Floyd Benefield, and they teach you how to drive the trucks.
And CDL is commercial driver's license.
Commercial driver's license, Class B. So mm-hmm. it's like just regular trucks, no 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
So they teach you, and then they bring you to go get your road test. Like, they sponsor you sort of to go get your road test, and they bring you down there, and you go down there with like five or six other sanitation workers to be, and you take the road test, and that's the beginning.
Okay.
And if you pass, then they put you in the next class of sanitation workers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's it like to get that license?
A little nervous. Yeah. And you're driving a big truck. I mean, don't get me wrong. You go from, I don't care if you drive an Expedition or the biggest, regular truck out there. A commercial truck's a big deal. And it's a little nerve-wracking. There's blind spots and you can't really see too well. And once you get used to it, though, it's a lot easier. You know, you feel comfortable behind, you know, it's just like doing anything. Yeah. But it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. So were all the rookies sort of trained together as a big group?
Yeah, they bring in, I guess, maybe like 100, 150 guys were in my class.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you get to know anyone there? Was it very competitive or
It was very friendly. Yeah. Actually, it was a very good experience. Even the teachers there were very good. Mm-hmm. And they're sanitation workers themselves.
Okay.
So they are... You know, they know that you're coming on the job, and, you know, everybody tries to take care of each other and, you know, help out and, you know, tell you about different things, different jobs to do while you're on the job, different places to go and different, you know, work things that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it's like different job assignments.
Right, like some people drive the mechanical brooms, mm-hmm. some people pick up, like, the regular day-to-day trash, other people work in the office. You know, there are actually a lot of different things that they do.
Yeah. Did you know at that point which job you wanted?
No. I just, you know, you don't really have an option. They just tell you about them. So you're going wherever they put you anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, I didn't really mind wherever I would have went, I didn't really mind.
Mm-hmm. So what did you end up doing at first?
I ended up coming to this garage and working behind the truck. When you say that, it means, you know, you're on the truck picking up the garbage, you know, whatever your function is for that day, whatever your route is for that day.
Right. So you're District 2, Manhattan?
Manhattan 2, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me what your first day on the job was like?
My first day on the job?
And also, what day was it, if you remember?
March 22nd. My first day in the district or my first day on the job? Because your first day on the job is when you're in class.
Okay.
And, you know, you sit down in the class and they talk to you about, you know, you have to sign all the paperwork, which mm-hmm. health benefits you want, which this, which that. They tell you what you're going to be making, what to expect, what uniforms to buy, you know, all that stuff.
So how many days was that?
You're in the class for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Where they teach you, when you take the road test, you don't take it in a garbage truck. You take it in what they call a cut down. It's like a giant pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
So they teach you how to use the garbage truck. They teach you how to drive the mechanical broom. They teach you, you know, just pretty much all the basic stuff you'll need to know about the job, what to do when you're in this situation, you know, pretty basic stuff. And then they send you on your way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what was your first day actually at the garage?
My first day on the garage, gonna say it was 3 weeks from that day. I'll be honest, I don't remember the exact day or mm-hmm. probably much about it.
It was a blur.
Yeah, it's not. It goes by fast now that I've been on 7 years. I completed 7 years just the other day on March 22nd.
Mm, congratulations.
So, thank you. Only 13 more to go.
Yeah. Are you going to retire at 20 years?
I plan to. Yeah. I hope so. I'd like to. I'm actually in college also. Mm-hmm. I go to CSI at night.
What are you studying?
Nothing now. I'm studying whatever they tell me to go to class for. I only have a year in, so mm-hmm. I take one class a semester and I'm going to get my associates. I'd like to be a teacher.
Oh, okay. What do you want to teach?
I don't know. I coach football uh-huh. at a high school. I've been cool. since I got on the job mm-hmm. and, I just, you know, like being around the school. I like doing it. So gym, whatever I get my major in, maybe, you know, I haven't decided yet. I'm undecided.
Mm-hmm. So was that something that you were thinking of before you started working for the sanitation department?
I went to college for a year and a half before I decided to work for sanitation. Mm-hmm. I went to St. John's mm-hmm. University in Queens, and I went to SUNY Cortland.
Okay.
And when I got back from SUNY Cortland during my spring, during the winter recess, is when they called me for the job, and I never went back. I went to work instead.
So why did you choose to do that?
Honestly, because I went to college to play football, not to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do so well in the school aspect of it. I didn't take it seriously. I didn't, I was there for the wrong reasons, you know? Right. So I said, you know what? I'm wasting my money and I'm wasting my time, and I got a good job here. I knew about the, you know, I knew a little bit about the job. I didn't know about the job, but you know, you hear about a city job, cops, firemen, sanitation. So I said, this is a good start.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about city jobs?
You could retire. You have health benefits.
Yeah.
You make a decent, you know, you can make a living for yourself. You're never going to be rich, but you're not going to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always have work. And you could leave after 20 years and do something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a stepping stone if you plan it and do it the right way.
Right. Have you seen any of your benefits? Are they in danger of being lost at all because of budget cuts or anything? Is that a worry?
It's a worry. It's definitely a worry. I'm actually a shop steward, so I deal with the union from my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's definitely a worry. You have to make sure that people don't abuse the job, because then they'll say, oh, what are you doing? You could do this, you could do so much more, you could do so much less. And we work hard. Yeah. I tell you, be honest, we work hard. So you don't want to see anybody, like, you know, lose anything, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. How did you become a shop steward?
You get voted in by your peers.
Mm-hmm. And what made you want to do that?
Well, I like to deal with it. You know, I like to be involved in my job. I like my job, you know, and I like to be involved in it, and I like to represent the people that, you know, not everybody knows as much as certain people. Some people just come to work and don't want to be bothered. And, you know, there's always little rules and intricacies that not everybody's familiar with. So I like to be the guy, you know, that could help them out. And, you know, if somebody's doing the wrong thing, or somebody just needs to know the right answer, you know, they can call. And it also has benefits for me, because I don't go nights anymore, which means in sanitation there's three shifts, the day line, 4 to 12, and then midnight to 8 in the morning. When you're a shop steward, you stay during the day only. You can only work during the day.
Okay.
So.
And why is that?
Because you have the majority of your men work during the day, and also because you have to be out in the field on your route. Mm-hmm. Like a shop steward also gets his own route.
Okay.
Because he has to be involved in the day-to-day workings of the garage. You know, they don't want somebody to be a shop steward and then work as a garage utility guy in the garage and not know what's going on out in the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're kind of the liaison between the workers and the union?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your relationship like with the union, like with the leadership?
Good. I mean, I've only recently got this position, I guess last June. So, I mean, it's pretty good. The guy, the representative is in charge of three garages. You know, we get along fairly well. I call him whenever I have a question, and sometimes they're stupid questions, and he's like, you know, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The only stupid question is the one not asked.
Right. So your current job, you're on the trucks. And you collect in this neighborhood?
Yes.
So can you tell me what your day is like out on the streets?
Well, it depends on what the weather's like, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good day every day. I got a great partner,
mm-hmm.
and we get along well, we talk, and, you know, you work. You get up every morning. Well, I'm up by 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes a little later. I tend to get to work on the later side, mm-hmm. but... yeah, I mean, every day is pretty good. You start at 6 o'clock in the morning. You have to be down for roll call. They hand you out your route. And when you get your route, you and your partner get in the truck and go.
So every day you have a different route to pick up?
Route? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have the same. And Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we have the same.
So you work 6 days a week?
5 days. I'm off one of those days, a rotating day every week.
Okay. So do you not usually get a weekend that's 2 days together?
I would like to say every 6 weeks you get a weekend.
Okay.
A Saturday off. So Sunday you're always off, unless you want to work the overtime. And every 6 weeks, you'll get a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, it rotates. It's not always like Monday, then Tuesday, then Wednesday. Sometimes it jumps from Friday to Tuesday to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have a written up calendar, however that calendar goes.
Is that difficult, having that kind of schedule?
No. I guess at the beginning it might have been, but I was 19, so I was just happy to have a job. I didn't care, you know, so they could tell me when to work whenever they wanted to. But not really. Actually, sometimes it works out to your benefit. It's nice to have a day off in the middle of the week, mm-hmm. especially like since it's a labor job. You know, by Wednesday or Thursday after doing it for 4 days, your body's a little tired. It's nice to have a break in between and then go to work for another two, be off one.
Yeah. So have you had the same partner since you started?
No. I started working with Eddie when I became shop steward in June.
Okay.
Before that, I didn't have my own route, so I basically fell into wherever I, you know, you become a fill-in, they call it, and you just fill into a spot when somebody else is off.
Okay. So is it more desirable to have a regular partner?
Yes.
Or did you like the change?
Well, it was weird, actually. At first, I was like a little like, oh, I'm going to have to work with the same guy every day. It's going to get boring. But now, to be honest, when Eddie's off, I'm aggravated because I'm like, oh, who am I going to get today, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Is he usually a younger employee or a newer one?
No, pretty much because I'm a shop steward and there's only most of the time you need like 18, 19 years to get a route. So, because I'm the shop steward, I have one. So, mm-hmm. being that I'm young on the job, usually everybody I work with is older than me now.
Okay. So, is it rare for a shop steward to be as young as you, you think?
I don't know how rare it is. I mean, I would say around my time. I'm definitely one of the more junior ones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do the shop stewards from the different garages get together at all?
They have union meetings every month.
Uh-huh. And that's with everyone?
Down to the union hall and it's with everyone. There's actually four shop stewards in my garage.
Okay.
And how they work that is one guy deals with the whole garage and one guy is assigned to each section. The sections are broke up to in Manhattan too. It's three different sections. One's from like 14th to 9th. The other's from 9th to Houston. And the other's from Houston to Canal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, when you are on your route, what's it like? What do you have to do?
I have to pick up garbage.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, we're assigned a certain route. We're assigned, you know, take for example, today we start off and our route is 10th Street from West End to, Greenwich Avenue, you know, we got both sides of it, so we go up and we just, you know, pretty much pick up the garbage on the block and then you pick up the baskets on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to the next line and so on and so forth.
Okay. And do you do the recycling too, or is that on
different days
or someone else?
That's someone else.
Okay.
Right. How they do it is by seniority first, they fill in all the collection for refuse, garbage, and then after that's all filled in, then they fill in the recycling for the day.
Okay, so the refuse is a more desirable job than the recycling?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if desirable, you know, some people might like picking up the recycling better. It's probably a little cleaner to pick up paper all day than it is garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't know about desirable, but it's definitely shows seniority, you know what I mean?
And so why would that be a mark of seniority?
Because you have to be senior. The collection starts with seniority. So like the top guy gets to go on collection first, has to go on collection first. And then the next second guy, say there are six routes, you know what I mean? So they'll fill up the first 12 spots with collection. Then they'll fill up the next with recycling.
Okay.
And that's because there's not recycling every day.
Right.
So on a day like tomorrow, on Friday, we don't run any recycling. So all those guys have to either do baskets or go nights or go to another garage. They get sent to another garage where they could fill in on their, you know, if they're down people.
So it's possible to have to leave your garage.
Yes, not I'm a shop steward. I can't leave the garage, but
other people.
Other people, yes.
Is that annoying, or do people like to stay in their garage?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, well, it's sometimes it's a benefit because what they do is they call it out of town. You got to go out of town, and what they do is if it's on the west, the Manhattan is broken up into two sides, west and east, and if it's on the west side, you just go out of town. If it's on the east side, or you go to Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Bronx, you get what they call hours in the books. They pay you 4 hours to go to that garage because it's not your own garage. Mm-hmm. So every time you go out of town twice to one of these garages, you get a day off.
Okay.
So some people, you know, there are some people who have 400 hours. You know, I know guys with 400 hours. Mm. So I guess that's pretty... That's pretty good. I don't know if he ever takes off because he's got that many hours, but I don't know what he's doing with him, but he has them.